Blog Talk Radio.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.
Well, saints of God, this is Pastor Williams. Glory to God. Did you hear that in my intro, what the announcer said in the intro? If you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Glory to God. And I feel like there's somebody out there tonight, glory to God, that has a question, glory to God. Don't know which way to go, glory to God. What should I do, glory to God? And the announcer said, which is true, if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. You know, in the Bible, glory to God, every situation you can think of is covered in the Bible. Somebody in the Bible had the same situation, amen, and they had to deal with it, glory to God, and you find out in the story if they dealt with it right or wrong, and you just find out how they did it right, and you got your answer, amen. Somebody out there needs an answer. Somebody out there needs an answer. Glory to God. Dig into the Bible. Find it. Find it. Get in the concordance. Look it up. Get into the dictionary. Look it up. Get into whatever, a commentary. Look it up. Look it up. Just ask the Holy Ghost to lead you to the answer. Glory to God. Somebody out there, glory to God, your answer, the answer that you want, is found in the Bible. What should I do, Pastor? It's in the Bible, glory to God. It's in the Bible what you should do. Amen? Glory to God. You know, if you're in sin, glory to God, you need to repent. If you're in pride, you need to repent, glory to God. If your heart is lukewarm, you need to ask the Lord to cause you to be red hot. Amen? Glory to God. Whatever the situation is, if you don't have any wisdom about a situation, what does God say to do? He said to ask him for wisdom. Glory to God. Whatever the situation is, glory to God, the Bible has your answer. The Bible has your answer, glory to God. And it could be somebody will be teaching out of the Bible, and you'll get the answer, amen? You might get the answer listening to me tonight. But I know that the Bible has the answer. Amen. If you need an answer, it's somewhere in these 66 books. Glory to God. It's somewhere. Search it out. And you got a promise. Didn't in Matthew 7:7-8, didn't the Lord say, give and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. That's a promise from the living God, a promise from God that if you seek, you shall find. If you knock, the door shall be opened unto you. See, you ain't like the world. They feel like, well, why should I do it? I will never get an answer. Nobody cares. But you got a promise from the living God that if you seek, you shall find. You know that's helped me in my life. There's been times when I needed something and I couldn't think where it was or how to get it. And I said, Lord, your word says, seek and you shall find. So I'm just going to go out. I ask you to lead me to this, whatever it was. I ask you to lead me to it, God. And according to your word, I'm believing your word. You told me if I seeked that I would find. And I went out. And sooner or later, bam, I'd run into it. Amen. And I thank the precious Holy Ghost. I thank the precious Holy Ghost because he knew what I needed. Glory to God. And he had me to run into it. Amen. I ran into some things today that I needed, glory to God. And it was because of God, amen. God caused me to bump into those things and see them, glory to God. And I put them in the back file in my memory. Now, I know I have to come back in a day or two to get this, but I know where it is now, glory to God. I didn't know where it was before, but I know where it is now, glory to God. And then there was a certain kind of paint that I needed for a project, and I was going to use the much, much, much less expensive version of the paint. And the Lord happened to have a paper come into my hand. I don't ever read this thing, never. But it came into my hand, and on the front page, Krylon Color Master Spray Paint, $1.99 a can. Krylon, though, there's a whole bunch of different sprays, but Krylon, that's some good paint. Amen? And I can never remember. Now, I might have, maybe once before. But I don't read this. But it just came into my – I needed this the day after tomorrow. I'm going to need this. Amen? And what comes into my hand, seek and you shall find. Seek and you shall find. If you need an answer, glory to God, get into the word or listen to the word. And God promises, glory to God, that you'll find your answer. Ain't God good? Well, we say the Bible is right. Amen? Glory to God. And once again, I want to start my shows off saying the Bible is right because that's just me. Amen? I know the Bible is right. And I know you know, glory to God, bless you today. Bless you today. God's blessings abundantly be upon you. It ain't like you. It looks, beloved. It's not like it looks. It's not like. You know, one time I was facing something, and it was so worrisome, it was starting to bother me physically in my physiology. But then I started to remember the great God that I serve and that he's able to fix anything. And he's able to turn around anything, and he's able to change anything. And all those fears and all of those possibilities, negative possibilities, just floated away. They just floated away because I remembered the God that I serve, amen? He's so powerful. He's so wonderful. And this ain't hype. This is reality. God can do it. God is able, amen? I was looking at the negative part of it. I wasn't looking at the good part of it. It's just like the coronavirus thing. You can look at the negatives, but do you know there's so many opportunities? There's people standing in bread lines and standing in lines waiting for food. They got nothing to do. Suppose you gave them tracts. Suppose you gave them gospel tracts. They got nothing else to do. They'll read it because they ain't got nothing to do for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, waiting for food. Amen? There's a lot of opportunity out there. Amen? It goes back to the glass half full, half empty. Amen? You know my niece, my wonderful niece in Athens, Georgia. She told me one time, we had gotten to a conversation, something like half glass and half full glass. Amen? How you look at things. And she brought up something I had never thought about before. She brought up the fact that when you hear ambulance, now when I hear ambulance, I say, oh, my gosh, someone's in trouble. Someone's on their way to the hospital. She said, no, that ain't the way you look. She said, someone is getting help. Someone is getting help. Amen. Someone is being helped. Amen. Glory to God. I realize, oh, that's the way to look at it. Glory to God. If you need an answer, glory to God. There's so many opportunities. Don't look at it. Don't look at it just from the. There is the negative part of it, but there could be the positive part of it. Something good could come out of it. An understanding could come out of it. A new commitment could come out of it. A new relationship could come out of it. A new source of income could come out of it. A new way of ministry could come out of it. Tonight, glory to God. I'm telling you, glory to God. If you have a problem, if you need an answer, glory to God, the Bible or the Word of God is your answer, amen? And if you ask God for the answer, glory to God, he'll give it to you. He'll make sure you run into it, amen? Because our Heavenly Father is so good to us. He's so good. He's good for good. You know, people, they think it's hype. We just get on and we hype it up. No, that ain't hype. If I used to say, people that don't love God, don't know God. They don't know God. And this is just Pastor Williams now. This part is just Pastor Williams. But I think people that don't love God, I think they're mentally ill. I think people who don't love God, they're mentally ill. How could you not love somebody that loves you supremely, that only wants to see your good? The Bible says that he is love. He is love. He is light. The Bible says there's no darkness in him at all. There's no deception. There's no scheming. There's no ulterior motive. With God, everything is up and up. He hates wickedness. He hates evil. He hates cheating. He hates underhanded stuff. He's right up above board with you. And how many times have you prayed, glory to God, and he was right there for you? It could be 3 o'clock in the morning laying in your bed, and you start talking to him, amen? He's right there listening, amen? You call up, you try to call up President Trump 3:30 in the morning. The White House switchboard isn't probably open at 3:30 in the morning. I don't know. It might be open. I don't know if it's open or not. But you know my point. Getting through to Mr. Trump would be a whole lot more difficult than getting through to your Heavenly Father. And so if you've always got, if he always permits you because of his grace and mercy to have direct access to him at any time, you're going to tell me that that isn't wonderful, that that isn't sweet, that that isn't kind? That's wonderful. That's gracious. People that don't love God don't know. They don't know him. They just heard the word God. Oh, the guy up in the sky. That's all they know. They don't know our Heavenly Father. If they knew our Heavenly Father, now don't get me wrong. Now I'm not saying he's not to be revered, respected, and spoken to and dealt with carefully. He is our Heavenly Father, but he's also a consuming fire. Glory to God. He's also the master of this whole creation, amen, the most powerful one. Nobody, there's no other counsel above his, amen? And so we have profound respect for him, but we also have profound love for him, amen? Glory to God. We have profound love for our Heavenly Father. And so there's someone out there tonight, I believe, that needs an answer, glory to God. And your answer will be in the Word of God, glory to God. Well, saints of God, let's go to Proverbs 16:9. We're down to Proverbs 16:9, glory to God. And Proverbs 16:9 in the King James Version says, "A man's heart devises his way, but the Lord directeth his steps." And that's in the King James Version. And that's fine. That's good and that's fine. And you know I'm a King James person. I like the King James. But when it comes for clarity, I shouldn't say but, in addition, glory to God, for clarity, I also like to hear and read the Positive Thinking Bible. And that same verse, that is Proverbs 16:9 from the Positive Thinking Bible, this is the way it reads. "We make our plans, but the Lord decides where we will go." Amen? We make our plans, but the Lord decides where we will go. Glory to God. Now, God gives you the ability to make free choices. Amen? He gives you the ability to make free choices, but he decides where you will go. And the wonderful thing about that, when you think about it, is that we're safe. That means we are safe, that in spite of our own plans, God directs our steps. Ain't that wonderful? Because, see, sometimes we don't know which way to go sometimes, and we have to make a choice. And the Bible says we can make the choice, glory to God, but God directs our steps. Now, that to me is just wonderful, because that means I'm safe. If I error or make a mistake, glory to God, God will cause my path to turn right to the right path and put me back on the right path. Amen? In other words, saints of God, you got somebody watching over you to keep you in all your ways. That means that you can't be lost. Amen? Jesus promised that he'd save you. And part of salvation is to direct you in the right way. So he watches over you to make sure you go in the right way. Well, preacher, I'm not sure which way I'm going. Don't worry about it. This verse tells you right here in the Bible that the Lord directs your steps. Amen? Now, ain't that wonderful? That should bless your heart to know that even if I get off course, I got someone watching that's powerful enough to put me back on the right course. Amen? My goodness, I'm up against a commercial. Hold on just a second. I'll be right back. Hold on.
Do you need tile installed in your home or business? Then John Robinson Tile, LLC, is the company for you. We have over 60 years of experience installing tile. We do bathrooms, kitchens, and so much more. Give us a call at 803-529-0092. Check out our website at www.johnrobinsontile2.com. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. Just search J. Rob Tile or John Robinson Tile. We're licensed and insured and Schluter certified. If you need tile installed, we are your company. We believe in laying hands on everything that we do. That's John Robinson Tile Installation Service for new and old homes. Renovation of kitchens and bathrooms, installs all types. That's John Robinson Tile, the number 2.com.
You know, we were talking about a little earlier the glass full, glass empty concept. And when I read this verse, we make our own plans, but the Lord decides where we will go. Glory to God. To me, that means, isn't that wonderful? That means we're safe. That means we're safe, glory to God, because God directs our steps. Amen? Glory to God. And we see all kinds of examples in the Bible where God directed people's steps. Glory to God. You know, an example of this is Jonah. Jonah plotted his course to Tarsus, but God directed his course to Nineveh. Amen? Because God knew, glory to God, that Jonah, being out of his will, that Jonah would come into much trouble and tribulation, being out of his will. So God, in his mercy, turned Jonah. This is one. There's many, many lessons in the story of Jonah. This is just one lesson or one perspective. That God, glory to God, you get out of the will of God, glory to God. And God, because he's watching over you out of love, is able to turn your steps and turn them back to the right way and cause you to go in the right way. Ain't you glad you got God? Amen? In the world, people don't care which way you go. In fact, they'll tell you, you made your bed, you lie in it. They don't say, you made your bed, you messed up, let me help you get in the right bed. They say, you made your bed, you lie in it. Amen? They don't care. Amen? But God cares so much for you. When he sees that you went, now what that does for me, that means I can relax. I don't always have to be right. Oh, Pastor, you want to be wrong? No, but there's times you could make a wrong decision. Amen? I can't tell you how many times I've been on the road in my car and make the wrong turn. Or one time, me and my wife were coming back from Texas, and for the life of me, I can't figure this out. We were on the major highway, and all of a sudden, I don't know how, because I don't remember exiting, we were off the highway going down some road. And I'm thinking, now wait a minute, I don't even remember exiting, let alone getting on this road. How did that happen? But you know what? And at that time, this was a couple of years ago when I didn't have GPS, so at that time, I didn't know. Because I didn't know where I was, I didn't know how to get back on the main road. But the Holy Ghost, I made turns that I didn't even know. And before I knew it, I looked up, and there's the sign, Highway 20 going back east. So I got back on Highway 20 going back east and came back to Columbia, South Carolina. But even today, it's a mystery to me because I don't remember. See, if I exited, then I could remember, then I could figure out, well, you exited, so that's why you got lost going somewhere else. But I don't remember even exiting. I think what happened was that they were doing road construction, and they exited the traffic. So you didn't. I thought I was following the road when they was when they exited us, and when we came out and realized we weren't on 20, we were somewhere else, wherever that was. But my point was, I was good and lost, but the Holy Ghost got us back on 20 after two or three turns, which I didn't know which way to go because I didn't know where I was. But somehow the Holy Ghost, the God, directed our paths right back to where we should have been. When Peter cut off that Malchus's, when he cut off the priest, the high priest with his sword, when he cut off his ear, Jesus immediately put the ear back on that servant of the high priest. Why? Because he knew that if he didn't, Peter could die. Peter would have had to reap just what he sowed. He used the sword. He would have had to suffer by being slaughtered with the sword. But Jesus didn't want him to die, so Jesus grabbed that cut-off ear and put it right back on that servant and caused that ear to be healed. And that way, Peter didn't have to suffer the consequences of his action. The Lord was right there to help him, put him on the right road. Amen. Peter didn't know what he was doing. He thought he was defending Jesus. I'm going to take the sword. But Jesus had told him, Peter, put down the sword, for they that take the sword will perish with the sword. Jesus didn't want Peter to perish. Peter had an end time. He had an end time assignment. Amen. And to help him out, the Lord surrounded him and helped him and kept him out of trouble. See, Peter, he made his plans. I'm going to get them. But the Lord directed his steps, glory to God, and caused that ear to be put back on that servant and healed. Amen. Another one, Onesimus, he planned to leave Philemon forever. Onesimus was a slave, and he ran away from his master Philemon. And in the book Philemon, glory to God, Onesimus, his plans were, this Proverbs 16:9 says, a man's heart devises his way, but the Lord directs his steps. So Onesimus planned that he was going to run away from Philemon forever, glory to God. But God brought him back, glory to God. God brought him all the way back to Philemon on better terms than before. Because earlier when he ran away, he was just a runaway slave, a runaway servant. But when he came back, he was a beloved brother in Christ. Amen. A person may devise their way, but the Lord directs their steps. Why does he do that? To bring them back on course, to bring them back the right way, to make things better. You can go out worse. You can go out and it look bad, 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 and come back wonderful, 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 wonderful. Haven't you ever heard about two married people? They get upset when they're angry, but what do they always say? Making up is the wonderful part. It's bad when you argue, but it's tremendously wonderful when you make back up. Amen? Oh, there's so many hugs and kisses and promises and all kinds of good stuff. Amen? Glory to God. How's that happen? God directs you back. He helps you. Amen. You know, Saul of Tarsus, another example. Saul of Tarsus planned to persecute the Christians in Damascus, but he ended up being one of them. Amen. Now, his heart devised his way. He was going to go and get all them Christians and lock them up, drag them back to Jerusalem and lock up all the Christians. And on the way to Damascus, he became a Christian because the Lord directed his steps, amen, turned him all the way around, amen. Ain't that wonderful? Now, why did God do that? Because he wanted to use his servant. He wanted to bless his servant. He wanted his servant to come into the perfect will of his Father so that his ministry on the earth could be completed, amen, and please God, amen. And the Lord helped Saul to accomplish all that, because the Lord loves Saul, and the Lord loves you, amen? And you may be looking, you may be in trouble tonight, glory to God, or you may be going in your own way or your own path. Don't worry about it. God can turn you around, amen? God can turn you around. Now look at Psalms 125. Real quick, we only got 5 minutes. We only got 5 minutes. Turn to Psalm 125. The first verse, it says, "They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever." Where's Mount Zion? It's one of the mountains round about Jerusalem. Amen? And a mountain, figuratively, a mountain cannot be removed. Amen? And it says that they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed. If you trust in God, you can't be removed. Why? Because he's watching over you. He's watching over you. You may make plans, but he's directing your steps. Even if you misstep, he'll put you back in step. Amen? Glory to God. He'll make you come out looking real good. Amen? And people will say, "How'd you do that?" And if you're not careful, you'll think to yourself, you have to watch your pride. You have to watch your pride. You have to be sure to say, "God did it." Amen? When people look at me and they say, how do you stay looking so young? I tell them, "God did it. It ain't nothing I'm doing. It's, it, God did it." Amen? Glory to God. So here, the Bible say that they that trust in the Lord. Are you trusting in the Lord? You know, that reminds me of Proverbs 16. I think it's Proverbs 16:20 off the top of my head. It says something like this: "He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he." Are you trusting in the Lord tonight? Glory to God. Are you trusting in the Lord? Oh, I don't care what it is. God can fix it. God can mend it. God can provide the finances that you need. God can make sure that bill gets taken care of. He's got all kind of ways that he does things. And he says that if you'll trust in him, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, it's because you're not trusting. If you're not happy, it's because you're worrying. Stop worrying, beloved. Trust in the God that surrounds you and watches you. What you mean he surrounds me? Look at verse 2, Psalms 125:2. "As the mountains are round about Jerusalem." Did you know there's mountains all around Jerusalem? Amen. "So the Lord is round about his people from henceforth even forever." The Bible says the Lord is round about his people. Are you going to believe your problems, or are you going to believe him? Are you going to believe your problems, or are you going to believe the word of God? The word of God said that God is round about you. He's got it. He's got you. Amen. He's got it. Glory to God. I'm telling you, this verse says God directs our steps. Not sometimes, not maybe, but he does. The Bible don't say maybe he'll direct your steps if you do everything right and if you read your Bible. No, it says he does direct your steps. He does. He does direct our steps. Well, if he directs our steps, why worry? He got it. Amen? He's got it. He's got your life in his hands. Even the kids sing. He's got the whole world in his hands. Amen? Even they sing. Or maybe the adults sing that song. Somebody sings it. He's got the whole world in his hands. Amen? Because he does. Amen? God's got it. Don't worry. Glory to God. Everything is going to turn out perfect. Glory to God. He surrounds his children, and he leads and guides them all the way home. He takes them all the way home to heaven. Amen? Glory to God. If you're born again, you're a citizen of heaven. Glory to God. Well, somebody out there may be saying, "But I'm not born again. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know the God you be all excited about. Only thing I know is I got trouble. I got trouble in my home. I got trouble on my job. I got trouble with my money." Well, turn to God. Give him your life. Let him run your life. You ran it all these years, and look how it turned out. But give it to God. Now, when you give your yourself to God, don't misunderstand what Pastor Williams is saying. I'm not saying that exempts you from life. It doesn't exempt you from life. The enemy of your soul is going to be still raising hell, trying to raise hell in your life. But the difference is you got somebody right there to help you. The Lord Jesus will be right there to help you. The Holy Ghost will indwell you and help you. Glory to God. If you don't know that, glory to God, you'd be 6 feet under. If you're still breathing, it's because God's been helping you. Amen? God loves you, and he's round about you. The Bible says so. Are you going to believe the Bible, or are you going to believe your feelings? Amen? Are you going to believe the Bible, or are you going to believe what you hear on TV and what you hear negative people say? Negativity is all around you. But are you going to believe the Bible? The Bible said God is all around his people. He surrounds his people to keep them, glory to God. You're kept by God. You're safe. He directs your paths. Glory to God. I choose to believe the Bible. The Bible says person who trusts God is the person who's happy. Trust God today. Amen. Put your whole self in his hand and trust him. He know how it's going to come out. God bless you and keep you. This has been Pastor Williams. The Bible has the answers. I'm overtime again. Boy, my producer going to get on me. I love you. See you next week. The Bible has the answers. Bye-bye, beloved. Bye-bye.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.